Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
In this episode, I'm going to talk a bit about the term pregnant people. Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a board-certified OBGYN who's been in practice for nearly 15 years. I've had the privilege of helping over 1,000 babies into this world, and I'm here to help you be calm, confident, and empowered to have a beautiful pregnancy and birth. Quick note, this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Whether you are a new listener or a returning listener, I am so glad that you're spending some time with me today. So this is a short episode, and in these short episodes, I talk about a topic or I share a story from the hospital. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about the term pregnant person or pregnant people. The term pregnant or birthing person is an inclusive term that recognizes that not everyone who is pregnant or giving birth identifies as a woman. Now, with that being said, there are some who are pregnant, maybe even most who are pregnant, who absolutely do identify as being a woman. I know that I personally very much so identify with being a woman. And even though I am a person, I want to be referred to as a woman. Also, as a Black woman, I'm already very sensitive to not being included in spaces. So it is impossible for me not to include terms that reflect me in my own space. So whether that is here in the podcast or whether that is on social media, I am going to include terms that reflect me. So I'm going to say Black. I prefer Black as opposed to African American. I'm going to say woman. I'm going to say mother. Because again, those are terms that reflect me. And in my space, I am most definitely going to see myself. However, that same thing that makes me sensitive to being included in my own space also makes me want to include others. So it is important for me to use inclusive terms too. So you may hear me say pregnant person in one sentence, and then the next sentence, you'll hear me say pregnant woman. Or sometimes I'll even say pregnant person or woman, or pregnant woman or person. Or sometimes I'll say pregnant folks or birthing folks and mix the terms together. So essentially, I use both. I alternate using the terms woman, women, mother, mamas, person, persons in reference to pregnancy and birth. Now, if your instinct is to hear this and say, oh my God, I cannot believe she uses the term pregnant person, only women can give birth, then I have a couple of things to say. So one is I have done this for at least 2 years on this podcast. So if you go back and listen for it, you will hear it. I guarantee you, I promise you, you'll hear it. I point that out to say that if you are a podcast listener and you have listened to many episodes and you have that initial negative reaction to the term pregnant person, you have been hearing it whether you realize it or not. And if you kept listening, then perhaps it hasn't bothered you as much as you might think. All right. So that's number one. And then the second thing that I'll say is that I get it. I had this initial awkward reaction at first for me to use the term pregnant person. It doesn't feel natural to me to use that term. But I took a step back and I had to realize that it does not take anything away from me to acknowledge someone is how they see themselves. And we have to let go of the narrative that one group being acknowledged diminishes another. That does not have to be the case. We have to choose for it not to be the case. That is an active step and an intentional act of recognizing someone else's humanity and how they show up in this world. Pregnancy is overwhelming enough. You don't need to second guess your prenatal too. That's why I love Rituals Essential Prenatal Multivitamin. Here's what sets it apart. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal actually backed by its own human clinical trial. In that study, Rituals Prenatal was shown to help deliver key nutrients like folate, biotin, and vitamin D, and moms even had lower overall cortisol levels during pregnancy compared to those taking another leading prenatal. And as an OBGYN, I can tell you most prenatals aren't clinically tested at all. With Ritual, every ingredient is science-backed, traceable, and designed for absorption. That's the kind of peace of mind every pregnant woman deserves. Don't settle for less than evidence-based support. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/Dr. Nicole. Start Ritual or add Essential Prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/Dr. Nicole for 25% off your first month. I will also say that I learned a whole lot about this from my children. I have teenagers now, and they have gone to school with and been friends with children who have non-traditional gender expression. And when I tell you, it is absolutely no big deal to them. No big deal at all. It is not confusing. It's actually very straightforward for them. For them, each person is just who they are. It really is that simple. It's not about prescribing predetermined roles or how people should be. Each person is just who they are. They are just so completely unfazed by this that it has been amazing to watch and learn from and grow from. And I will also add that it has not affected how they see themselves. They still have their own personal strong sense of who they are. So I'm not sure that I have the best practice in terms of how I balance the terms, but it seems to work out okay. And I am always, as I am in life, willing to evaluate things and adjust as needed. That's part of helping yourself be a better human being. So the bottom line is we can make room for all of us if we choose to do so, and I choose to do so. So that is it for this short episode. If you like the podcast, then do me a favor, leave me a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts. I so appreciate it. And then I would love to hear your thoughts about this episode. You can head to my website, drnicolerankins.com, and fill out the contact form and let me know there. Or you can shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins. You can also follow me on Instagram and get other great pregnancy and birth information there as well. So that's it for this episode. Do come on back next week and remember that you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth. Oh, 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 oh,